the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Right. So...
Very demanding.
Incredibly demanding.
Yes.
She's always made me very scared.
Don't you know he's got trail mix in his throat?
Now I have trail mix in my teeth. That's the worst.
You better clean that up.
All right, okay. Hold on.
Number five.
Nancy Pelosi says there's no timeline yet on a vote of the full House. Mm-hmm. Not the TV series. No, it's the full House.
I love John Stamos.
Yeah, but Lori Loughlin, what about her?
No, yeah, not as popular anymore.
Aunt Becky had a good run.
Yeah. she did have a good run. She's going to have a good run in the pokey.
She's going to have to run at some point.
Yeah.
Some point, probably.
That'd be a great reality series. Lori Loughlin on the run.
Locked up. on the run.
Lachlan locked up.
Well, there you go. That's it.
Lachlan up. There you go. I got it. I worked it.
Lachlan up. Then she pays extra to get commissary privileges.
Yes. How about Full House to the Big House? Oh. Boy, that's some good ideas on the table here.
That's the
that trail mix.
All right, here we go. Now as good as
more trail mix?
No, I got to go. She says no timeline yet on a vote for the full House to be holding Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. She also agreed that the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, said that the country is in a constitutional crisis, but Pelosi says she's still not ready to talk about impeachment.
Impeachment is one of the most divisive things that you can do, dividing a country, unless you really have your case with great clarity for the American people. The president is almost self-impeaching because he is every day demonstrating more obstruction of justice.
You know, I think she's a very smart cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I never really got the sense... because it's very easy to, in politics, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, people get vilified in politics. And you see it happen to Republicans and Democrats and everybody, and the other side makes them seem like the absolute enemy. And she was just in town this week at this women's conference here.
She was.
And I know businessmen. You know, like staunch conservative businessmen who end up doing business. You know, they get invited to these things, and some of them are Republicans and some of them are Democrats. But they're doughy white guys in suits, right?
That in wood paneled rooms,
right?
Typically,
that say that she is incredibly interpersonally charming. You know, you walk up to up to you, and she'll tell you know how are your kids. She'll know the kids' names, all that. We've seen that from Veep. We know how it's
done.
We've
seen it, right?
But it's still. But she's very good at it.
Yeah, I believe that.
And she's very good at, I think she's very strategic. And remember, there was that whole movement when the Democrats won the House back. Hey, no, we need to have newer blood and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would be a good speaker. You know, it was like that whole kind of thing.
Yikes.
And then when she actually, became, it's very, very smart. She's 100% right. This is impeaching a sitting president of the United States would be a disaster for the whole country. Under these circumstances, because the thing isn't clear enough. You'd have to have evidence. You'd have to have more coming out. What is fascinating today, though, is something that's going to come up in just a little bit, but is that the Republican committee...
In the Senate, the Intel committee.
The Intel committee in the Senate has asked for Don Jr. to appear and explain himself. Yeah. Now, that is
a strange turn of events.
Yeah.
Did not expect or anticipate that one.
No. So that, bad stuff happened here. The question is, and you can only go get along so long by saying, no, it didn't, because it will eventually get out. Because it's all on paper, it's all there, the investigation has been done. The Southern District of New York has its own set of investigations. Mm-hmm. There's other stuff that is yet to drop here that is going to happen. And maybe it happens after 2020 and Donald Trump is no longer president. Maybe it happens after 2020 and he is still president. Mm-hmm. Then the country's in a different in a different stature. But if he wins a commanding victory, then the country is forever changed. The Trump style of politics and the Trump style of who is America on the foreign stage, on the international stage, and who are we in terms of, you know, what our own, how we treat each other and how we treat immigrants and how we treat all that, how we look to those, what's the perspective on all that, that will all change forever. And then, you know, we are just a different country than I think many people, including myself, think America is. Right. So we'll just have to see.
But don't you think Democrats have a little bit of a problem here? They're talking about impeachment and whether or not they'll do that. Maybe she won't. They're talking about holding Bill Barr in contempt. They're talking about a constitutional crisis, more investigations. And on the other hand, you have President Trump talking about drug prices and health care. And I just...
And
you just wonder the messaging there. Yeah. If you're going to try to win this election, at some point there needs to be somewhat of a pivot.
Absolutely. Trump's going to get the same amount of votes he got last time. Can you find someone who's going to get more in the states where he did and where he won? And right now there are 147 candidates and only like four. I mean, if you're only polling a 2% ahead of Donald Trump now, that means you will lose to him by 10% when it comes down to vote.
He's not going to get the same number of votes he had last time. There were a lot of people who just didn't want it. There were a lot of conservative or Republicans, suburban Republicans.
Yes. You saw it in 2018.
But I believe he's also emboldened a couple of million that probably didn't vote last time who now really love him. We'll have to, you know, register first.
You have to plan for that, I think, if you're on the Democratic side. You have to.
Yeah.
It will be, no matter how we'll be here for it. We'll let you know how it goes. All right, checking in at
number four.
President Trump went on a rant as he responded to the subpoena compelling his son to show up in front of, a committee of people. I would imagine it's a friendly committee, but we'll see. We'll just have to see what goes on here. So he was at a Q&A at a White House event on medical billing. And the president, that sounds riveting, but it's an important thing.
It is.
The president was asked for his thoughts on Don Jr. going to the Senate.
Well, I was very surprised. I saw Richard Burr saying there was no collusion 2 or 3 weeks ago. He went outside and somebody asked him, no, there's no collusion. We found no collusion. But I was very surprised to see my son. My son's a very good person, works very hard. The last thing he needs is Washington, D.C. He could rather not ever be involved.
Well, then he shows up at the rallies, though. Right?
Yeah. And he's constantly on the Twitter and everything else.
Right. He's definitely put himself in the middle of this.
Yeah, of course.
Remember, he said to me a long time ago when I was thinking about running, Dad, if I could help, let me know. It's not my expertise. It's not something I really like, but whatever I can do, you're my father, whatever I can do. He's now testified for 20 hours or something, a massive amount of time. The Mueller report came out. That's the Bible. The Mueller report came out, and they said he did nothing wrong. The only thing is, it's Oppo research.
The Mueller report did clear him, but the issue here is the Republican-controlled committee is subpoenaing him regarding his testimony. So they must feel as if there was something there worth further questioning about.
I think when you say cleared him, that's too general.
Charges.
That they didn't charge him.
They decided not to charge
him. Right. And the report indicates that they did not charge him because he did not know what he was doing.
He would have had the intent and had to known the law when he took those meetings.
Right.
And he did. It was believable.
Well, he could take the dumb defense all day long. I didn't know.
And just because you get into a fight with him every other hour on Twitter.
My son is a good person. My son testified for hours and hours. My son was totally exonerated by Mueller, who frankly does not like Donald Trump, Donald Trump. And frankly, for my son, after being exonerated, to now get a subpoena to go again and speak again after close to 20 hours of telling everybody that would listen about a nothing meeting, I'm pretty surprised.
Well, you should fire the Congress then. If you could do anything, that's what I'd do if I were you, sir. I'd close Congress. I'd put the military around the Capitol can't go. Good idea. I didn't even think. Wouldn't you love to be? You know, there's people who call him, Roger Stone being one of them, who calls him and goes, "You know what you got to do, Don?
Clean slate."
Right. Uh-huh. You got to do it, and then there's a moment at like about 3 o'clock in the morning where he thinks that's a good idea.
We do that. Yeah.
All right, let us now check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
The FBI has added a Chicago man to its 10 most wanted list.
Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis. 720 yes. WGN. That's what you need to know. Thank you, Richard.
Rich Michael. Number three.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic.
Against all odds, Billy Joel turned 70 today.
Wow. The old man is now him.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. I'm sitting next to me. Wow.
And, you know, he's been doing that residency at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
You know, people do residencies and in showrooms in Las Vegas,
yeah.
Right?
He does it at
the
garden.
All the time.
Not at Madison Square Garden. And he's been doing that, and he continued on his 18th marriage or whatever it is. And I'm not throwing stones. Yeah. I am just saying that I think he's wherever he is now in his life, he seems to be okay.
Yes.
Good.
Right? Good place with his children. And
right.
I think he was one of the first to play Wrigley Field, too, right? And he still comes back
yep.
once in a while.
I believe he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an amazing guy to watch live. But here he is on a web-based video series called 5 Questions with Billy.
Oh.
As there has to be that sort of a moment. He talks about what it was like when he first made his public performances.
When I was in third grade, I got up on the stage and I did my Elvis Presley impression. And I sang Hound Dog. And the girls in the fourth grade started screaming. And I said to myself, there's something going on here. This is kind of cool if the girls in the fourth grade are screaming for a kid in the third grade.
Billy. Well, they all get into it.
Well, actually,
seriously.
I think Billy foretold everything at that very moment.
Yeah, you knew a lot there. Launched a legendary career.
He says that people always say, do you hate it when they play Piano Man? Anytime you walk into any bar or lounge ever. And he says he hates it, not because he doesn't appreciate that they're playing the song, but that the sheet music that went out is in the wrong key, and everybody everywhere is playing it in the wrong key. So he always has to go over to the guy and go, try this. So he goes, that's what drives me nuts. He goes, I can never get that fixed.
That is funny.
Yeah.
He's, yeah, and sometimes he'll just knock the guy out of the chair.
Yeah.
And do it himself. He's been known to do that here at a number of different piano bars where he'll just walk in and go, hey, step out of the way and let me handle this for a few minutes. And, you know, again, he's had a lot of things. Mm-hmm. He most famously drove his Porsche onto his Porsche on Long Island. Which was a problem. Am I here yet?
He's had some ups and downs.
Yes, he has had, but he's 70 years old today,
God bless.
And he's to be celebrated because he's an amazing showman.
Amazing songwriter.
Great writer.
And has always embraced and said, yeah, I know that Just the Way You Are is the cheesiest song ever. He gets that. You know, he's in on the joke when people have kind of...
Well, but he also wrote, you know, before he was the same thing with Elton John where this biopic is coming out.
Yeah.
They, you know, Elton John and Bernie Taupin wrote before they were, they're writing for everybody else. He's and Billy amazing. Joel was doing the same thing.
Amazing.
You know, and then all of a sudden they take off. All right, checking in at
number two.
I do apologize. It gets so very hot here this time of year.
It's fine.
Well, you feel like you could just about die. But you know what they say about Derry. No one who dies here ever really dies.
It 2 is coming out. Wasn't it bad enough that we had
so
an creepy. It 1?
Oh, it's so good, though. So good.
Oh, my God. The original It, remember the TV series, right?
Yeah.
With Curry, right?
Stephen Curry.
I was going to say
Del Curry. Stephen Curry.
Beat the Rockets.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show, not the Rocket Horror Picture Show.
Yes, Stephen that guy. Curry. Tim Curry.
Time Warp.
I thought that was creepy.
It was really
then,
well done.
And then It came out. And then look out, now It 2 is going to be here. And it stars Jessica Chastain and James McAvoy.
Your photos are lovely, Miss Kirsch. Are these your family?
My father came to this country with $14 in his pocket.
What did he do, Mrs. Kirsch?
My father joined the circus. I was always Daddy's little girl.
Oh, God.
What about you? Are you still his little girl, Beverly?
Jessica Chastain.
Run!
Well, they always
love her.
It's so scary. They always intended this as two films because it's as children, and then the entire cast were now seeing them as grown-ups, and they got like Jessica Chastain, the little girl who played her, the earlier version of her, looks just like her.
Oh, wow.
So now you're seeing them as adults because Pennywise comes back every generation.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, good stuff.
Oh, we didn't need that. I do want to see it, though. Looks
the first
juicy.
One just blew my mind as a horror movie.
It was great.
So good. Do you need to see the first one for the second one?
Is
yes.
This
one? Yes. Okay. All right.
Definitely.
Look out, Jessica Chastain! Clown's coming! He's a clown! That ain't a hood, that's a clown! That's what I do. Again, big
clowns.
Screen talker.
Can't stand the clowns. Scariest yeah. things on earth.
Yeah. Right, I can't even hear the Sinatra song anymore. Bring in the clowns or whatever the hell that is.
I know. I can't
send in the clowns.
It's like, no, don't.
Clowns.
Not even the Saturday Night Live bit, right? Where they did it where Pennywise was actually.
Yes, that even creeps you out.
Yeah, it does.
Me
oh,
too.
My God. All right. All right. And finally.
Number one.
Are we doing this drunk or sober? That's a question that's been asked a lot on this show. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Did you get the memo?
Donald Trump in his rally.
Yeah.
That's a separate memo. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump in his rally yesterday in the panhandle of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Has trying to figure out how to pronounce the name of the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, jeez.
Pick somebody. We have a young man, Boot Edge Edge. Boot Edge Edge. They say. Edge. He's got a great chance, doesn't he? He'll be great.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gee.
So then we decided, what would drunk Trump do with that?
Pick somebody. Every young man, Boot Edge Edge. Boot Edge Edge. They say Edge Edge. He's got a great chance, doesn't he? He'll be great. He'll be great.
Amazing.
No, that awesome. Works every it single
does.
Time.
It does, really does, yeah.
I don't know why.
Edge, edge.
Boot
you know,
that's
edge. What they say. Hey. I hear.
Amazing.
Oh, my
and he had the wind machine in his face, like mini Beyonce the whole time, with a little flap on the hair
he
there.
He was sweating his...
Yeah, it was a little warm in the panhandle. Yeah.
Oh, so they put the... I'm always warming my panhandle.
The Beyonce fan. Like,
they put the... it was... I guess they put the stage thing up there so that he doesn't drop dead.
Oh, man.
He doesn't melt. You don't kind of have your, you know, you got to have your winter blood transition into your summer blood. And I don't think he's done that yet.
Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm always fascinated by the people standing behind him. I watch like watching them. Like, what went wrong in your life?
Oh, my God.
Young female person or little boy or, yeah.
Well, sometimes see it. Sometimes very obvious what went
wrong.
And
they're just laughing like they're seeing, you know, Dave Chappelle. At his finest. They just can't believe it, how funny he is.
Right, hate politics.
Can't believe it. He's so great.
Boot Edge.
They love that. You know, they're all turning to each other. You know which one that is, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's the. Yeah,
he's that one.
He's that one. Oh,
okay.
Okay, go get him, Donald. Yep. We had one of them at the Department of Motor Vehicles one time. Didn't
edge,
care for him.
Edge.
God. Boot Edge Edge must be happy that he names him, though. That's a compliment.
I suppose.
Okay.
All right. Close it up,
good
please.
Stuff.
Thank you.
The top five at five.